Siddur Snippets series is generously sponsored by the Saka family and by Yelad Avram Forman for Refuah Shleima Hadassah Racha Bas Chana Golda. We have been learning the 19th bracha of the Amidah, the last bracha, the bracha of Shalom, our ultimate hope and wish for an authentic and a genuine Shalom, and that's what we mentioned last night. We conclude the bracha, V'tov be'einecha, it's good in your eyes, Hashem, levarech es amcha Yisrael, to bless your nation, b'chol esu v'chol sha'ah, in every moment and every hour, b'shlomecha, not b'shalom. We don't ask Hashem to bless us with a generic peace, but Shalom Echa, your peace. Not a fake peace, a counterfeit peace, and an authentic peace. Not a forced peace, but a genuine and a real and a permanent and a lasting and a true sense of peace. So we mentioned, why is it, at least Nusach Ashkenaz, in the morning we say Sim Shalom, and at Mincha and Marav we say Shalom Rav. Why do we differentiate? Why do we change? So Rav Chaim Friedlander and Ezrinas Chaim suggests the reason is the morning is a time of clarity, of hope, of optimism, of positivity. Who instituted the morning prayer, Shacharis?
Avram.
Avram, chesed la'avram. Avram, the morning is a time of chesed. Hashem, you're good, you're kind, you're generous, you're gracious. Wow, what a positive, bright new day filled with possibility and hope. The morning is a time where we feel and perceive chesed. And Avram, the paradigm of chesed, of kindness and compassion, instituted the morning tefillah. Mincha and Maariv were instituted by Yitzchak and Yaakov. Yitzchak is Gvura Midas Hadin, judgment, justice. And Yaakov is MS, but Yaakov also is Gullus. Yaakov's life is characterized by being on the run. Yaakov has to flee from his own brother. He has to put up with his conniving father-in-law. Yaakov's life is about being tricked, navigating a dark and complicated world, a world of Gullus, a world of exile. So as opposed to Avram, bright, cheerful, positive, hopeful Shacharis, Yitzchak and Yaakov are the afternoon and the night. The night is dark and gloomy, uncertain, filled with doubt. Yaakov is on the run. That's why it's Lahagid Baboker Chasdecha Ve'emunascha Balelos. We can speak about Hashem's Chesed in the morning, hope and positivity and optimism, the brightness of the day, but at night we rely on the Emunah of Yaakov. So says Rav Chaim Friedlander, in the morning, Sim Shalom, Hashem, put peace. It's going to be a peaceful day. Today's the day. It's going to be amazing. But by the time we get to Mincha and Maariv, we start to see the dark, the gullus, the sobering realism of our enemies and what they want to do. Shalom Rav. We ask Hashem for an abundant amount of peace, and a true peace, and a lasting peace. And what do we describe? We say, Shalom Rav, Al Amcha Yisrael Tasim, Ki Atahu Melech, Adon l'chol ha-shalom. You are the king, you are the master of all peace. Why are we adding that? We don't say that in Sim Shalom, but the afternoon and night, we describe Hashem as the melech, the king, and the master of all peace. And what we're essentially affirming, what we're stating, is that we recognize, no matter how many enemies we have, continue to fight on so many fronts, bomb the Houthis on their port today, Gaza City, and trying to get our hostages out in Gaza City, still securing and taking out Hezbollah in Lebanon. How many fronts we're still fighting? Who is the king? Who really is in control of peace? Who is the Adon, the master, L'chol HaShalom, of all peace, every aspect of peace, personal, communal, as a people, as a nation, worldwide? It's all Hashem. So just like this time of year, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we're coronating the Almighty, we're Mamlech Hashem as the king, every day in our Amidah. When we say this bracha of Shalom, we're saying Hashem, our people are doing their part. Our holy, holy soldiers of the IDF, of the Air Force and Navy, they're doing their part. But you are the Adon L'chol HaShalom. You are the master. You're the Melech Adon L'chol HaShalom. And if there's going to be success, it's you. So we affirm and recognize it. And we also turn and request it of you with an emphatic kavana, a concentration, that Hashem, we've come to the right place because you are the Melech Adon L'chol HaShalom. You are the master who provides all peace. And the miracles that have happened over the last couple of years and the miracles that we yet still need to have happen. And if the king determines it's time, then that peace will come. Not just a peace, but his peace. That's why the bracha ends, B'chosha bishlomecha, not bishalom. We don't just ask for peace, some inauthentic, pressured, fake peace, but shlomecha, your peace, a lasting and a true peace. So we're last left off. We'll pick up Amir Tashem tomorrow night with the bracha. We conclude both Sim Shalom and Shalom Rav conclude the same way. Hamivarech es amo Yisrael ba'shalom, which interestingly is in the present tense. We don't describe Hashem, you will, or you did. We say you do. In the present tense, Hamevarech, you're constantly providing peace. Why do we conclude in the present tense? Stay tuned. We'll pick up next time.